Aloha, everyone, and good evening, good afternoon, good morning, depending on where you are. And really, really lovely to have you all on board again, as per usual. So I'll give us around about 5 minutes for everybody to come in, because we usually have some stragglers. And in the meantime, if anyone wants to speak about how you can unmute yourselves if you want. Speak about how you found last week's group call, please. That would be lovely. And hi, Joanne. Lovely to see you here, darling. Thank you. By all means, please feel free to, if you have any questions, anything like that, be lovely. Hi, Nancy. Good to see you there, darling. I know you are outlet, so there you go. hello, Gretchen. Good to see you here, darling. And Joanne, and Patricia, Sadie, Gunilla, Sue, Jim, Elizabeth, and Judy. Lovely to have you all on board. Does anybody have any questions about last week at all? Or any questions about the package that you're wanting some clarity on? By all means, please ask. Especially as we're only a small group today, hopefully we'll get more, but you know, this is your golden moment if you want to ask a question. You can unmute yourselves if you like, or if you want to put your hand up, then I'll unmute you. Oh, you're all good.
Hey.
Go ahead, Patricia.
Hi, Virginia. Hi, everybody. Yes, I have a question. I've been having I wanted to get your take on this. I've been having a right hip. Well, I can't tell. It's kind of my right hip, and then up in the top of the right leg where it intersects with the abdomen area, and it's just been like almost like it feels like a catch, like when I'm walking and I just, you know, it's quite sore and I can't seem to stretch it out. I can't seem to move it. And I wondered if you had any.
Just give me a moment, Daniel. I'll just have a look here.
Okay.
That's on the right side, is it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting that the femur is not aligned properly. So I'm just asking my guys to realign the femur. Yeah, I got a bit of a muscular strain, but so they've just realigned horizontally realigned that right hip, well, the right femur in the hip bone. So hopefully that will make a difference for you.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Okay, just have a looking at you horizontally. Yeah, your hips are horizontally aligned. That's fine. It's just that it needed to be realigned vertically. Let's have a look at the other side. Yeah, no, the other side's in alignment is what I'm getting told. Okay, great.
Okay. Hi, Sonia. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling. Thank you. Alimata, good to see you. Anna. Anna, hi, everyone. Just jogged in on, we'll be back shortly, just finishing supper plates for Dad and Abby. Bless her. She's such an amazing woman. Anna is... I've worked with Anna for a while, and she's incredible. Joanne, you want to ask something, darling? Did you have your hand up?
No? Hi, Virginia.
Hi, hello. Alimata, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, darling. Yeah. Did you have a question you wanted to ask at all?
No. I just want to say hi, that's all.
Oh, welcome. Thank you. Thank you. No worries, Ellen. Yes,
hi, Virginia. This is Joe. Hi.
Hi, Dawn.
I did want to ask something, but I also wanted to make a comment.
Yes.
Because this week I had to negotiate for a different position at my job, and
right.
I asked for, you know, a lot more money than I thought they were going to give me.
Yes.
But I got it with, I was able to lay out all of the reasons why I thought that I deserved it. And I sent them the letter, and my the head of the school said, oh, very well thought out letter. And a few hours later, she said that they were going to give it to me.
Oh,
so,
Joanne, how wonderful.
Very happy with that.
That's brilliant, Dawn. Because I think, say last week that there was something, was it the same job that you talked about? Can you hear me? Aye. Can everybody hear me? Yeah, okay, must be Joanne's just the only one that's gone out. There's a lot of problems with... Yeah, Joanne, go ahead, Dawn. Nope, she's still falling out. No worries.
I was a little nervous.
Joanne, you keep falling out, sweetie. Joanne,
how about now?
Yeah, you're fine. Now it's fine.
Okay, all right. But the other question I had, was... I've been under a lot of stress, not because of that, but because we actually did decide to put our house on the market, even though it's a crazy time.
Yeah.
But our realtor said that this is low inventory, and people from New York City are wanting to move up to Connecticut, and she thought things could happen really quickly. So we had to get it ready real fast. We're staying with my daughter so that we're not there when people are coming in and out of our home. But so yesterday, at the end of that day, I literally felt like somebody had flipped an electric switch in my body, because I felt like these electrical impulses going all the way down my legs through my feet. And I did, do the prayers to ground. Finally, I decided, let me listen to the vagus nerve. And then that did help calm it down a little bit. So I was wondering if you could check in for me on that.
Yeah, sure. And you're still feeling that now?
No.
Okay. Have you been playing the vagus nerve today?
Yeah, up to about 2 hours ago.
I can tell, because your vagus nerve is nicely kind of more or less at rest. You right?
Good. And yeah, then there's been no tachycardia, so it's been...
Brilliant.
Good.
And I'm just looking at you. So you do some grounding, okay? You need to do some grounding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks,
okay.
Joanne.
Thank you, Virginia. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Dawn. And really thrilled about your news as well.
Yes, I'm happy to share.
Yeah. Sue L., do you want to unmute yourself?
Hi. How are you?
Very good.
Good. I have a question for you. Hmm. I've been listening to the Geo
Bethic. Yeah.
Yes. Daily during work.
Yep.
Some days it makes me tired, but I noticed that my teeth are starting to bother me. I cracked a tooth off last week, and then I noticed a chip in another. And I don't know what's going on all of a sudden. It's like, what is going on with my teeth?
Nothing to do with the geopathic stress, darling.
No, I didn't think so.
No, that's to do with the earth energy. Okay,
come right, on, down exactly.
Down. So, sorry. it was a good question, though.
It just made me tired, so I had to kind of cut back a little. I was like, oh, I'm getting tired listening to this. It's making me sleepy.
Let me just. Is this for your work or your home?
I was listening to it when I was working at home.
Oh, at home. Okay, I'm just going to check underneath. So it's clear, you better stop playing now, okay?
Okay.
Well done, Sue. Thank you. Jim, hi. You got your hand up there? Jim, did you have a question?
Yeah. I've been working with the grounding program that you sent.
Yeah.
And through muscle testing, when I do it, initially I was still about a level 5. And then do it 2 or 3 or 4 more times, I would eventually get down to a 0. Is that normal?
Well, tell me, I don't understand the concept or the context in which you're saying the 5 or the 0. When you muscle test, what are you asking? What's the question you're asking?
Am I assemblage point grounded? And okay. then what level, I mean, from 0 to 10, where am I at?
So I'm going to say this question, Jim, and for everybody as well. When you're grounded, you're grounded. Okay. Yeah, there is no level of grounding, especially with this thing, with the assemblage point. Okay. So if I look at your body now, and I'm looking for, you are fully grounded now. Are you aware of that?
Well, I went through the assemblage point process prior to the call, and I've been outside a couple times today with my shoes off. So I was hoping to be fully grounded.
Good for you. Well done. Yeah, you are fully grounded now, and your assemblage point is nicely placed right in the middle of your sternum, which is where it should be. Okay.
Okay.
So, I don't understand the concept of the questions you're asking. When you're grounded, you're grounded. There's no such thing as half grounded or quarter grounded. It's grounded. That's it. Okay. And tell me, Jim, how are you feeling the change? You're feeling the difference around that grounding?
Not really. Not a big difference.
And that's because of what, do you think?
I don't know. Not being used to the process, maybe. I'm not sure.
How often do you use this process?
I've been doing it several times a day.
Okay, so I'm going to ask this question. Do you meditate?
Some, yes.
Okay, so before you meditate, ground first, and then you do your meditation, and then see if it comes down and you can feel it present in your body.
Okay.
Yeah. Because quite often, if you're not used to it as well, you know, you can, it feels foreign. Sometimes some people feel foreign. It feels, doesn't feel right. Because they're so used to not feeling that feeling of being grounded. Yeah. Give it a try, Jim. See how you go this next week and ask me the question again next week and we'll talk about it then. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for asking the question too. Brilliant. Okay, are we all ready to start, guys, or has anyone else got a question? Nancy, you have? Yep. You need to unmute yourself, sweetie. I'll do it then. There you go.
Oh, okay. yeah, sometimes still with the news and everything, I feel like I'm getting a little overwhelmed, yep. You know, with all the news. So I didn't
My question, sweetheart, is don't listen to the news.
Okay.
Just don't do it. You know, this is ridiculous. I mean, even I've got to the stage now where I just can't be bothered with it anymore because you're just getting so many different conflicting reports. Right. You're getting, we just don't know what's real and what's not anymore. Just go with your gut feeling and know that. Just stay away from it because it's there for a reason. And the reason is that it's there to keep us as sheeple, right? To keep us herded. And so that we are, all it's doing is generating fear after fear after fear after fear in people. So stay in your center, Nancy, okay?
Okay.
It's in your heart, yep. Don't buy into all that rubbish that's going on right now. And the thing is too, and a lot of you are probably already aware of this, and now we've, okay, so we had the big shutdown and all of this, and the loss of jobs, etc. Now we're having to look at the opening up and going back to work and what we used to think of as normal. So there's a lot of fear around that now, right? A lot, all the masks, everybody wanting, should we wear a mask? Should we not wear a mask? You know, again, it comes down to you, but I put it this way. For me, I can't see the sense of breathing back in the carbon dioxide you're breathing out. Okay?
Yeah.
Breathing back in any bacteria or anything or viruses that you're breathing out. I can't believe, that doesn't make sense to me. Allowing my lungs to get clogged with the same stuff that I'm breathing out. That doesn't make sense. But each and every one of us has to go with our own understanding and what we feel is right for us. Okay? But that's my understanding. It doesn't make sense to be breathing in your own carbon dioxide. The lungs need oxygen. Sure, we need oxygen. And all of this is getting lost in the big mire of, yes, you know, it's panic, it's fear. Mm-hmm. And it's so unnecessary, really unnecessary. If you use common sense, hopefully right. that will prevail. Hopefully. Thank you so much, Nancy. Appreciate that, Dom.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Sue?
Yes, I wanted to ask you a question. I didn't ask before. Since working at home, my neck and right shoulder is bothering me worse. I'm wondering if you could take a look and see what is going on. It just keeps coming back.
Your neck and right shoulder?
Yes.
Well, your neck bones are out, girl, okay?
Oh.
Yep. C1, C2, C3, C4, C5, C6, and C7. So the bones are out. And as a consequence, so will your shoulders, I'm presuming. It's quite strong, actually. Poof. So you're do you have problems normally with your shoulder, with your neck?
Yes.
Okay. So and then I'm going down T1. So are your thoracic bones. Ooh la la. T1, T2, T3, T4, T5. Oh. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So right down your back as well. Oof. And looking at your lumbar L1, L2, L3, L4 is 5. S1, S2, S3. So almost the whole of your back is out. Does that make sense?
Yes, I sit too long.
Ah. Is that because you work?
Yes, and working at home, I don't have the proper setup, so it's gotten really bad.
Yeah, okay. I'll just realign your neck here. You might be able to get some relief from that. I've just done a very quick thing on your neck. Okay.
I feel some tingling going down my back.
I like the tingles. Like the tingles. We love tingles.
Too.
Yes, we love tingles. Tingles mean energy's working. It's moving up and down. Yeah.
That's right.
All right, my dear. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay. So maybe we should get this show on the road. Anna, Dad was tested for COVID on Thursday. They called in yesterday morning. It was a negative. I knew it would be. She asked me if I already was advised. I said no. I said I knew it would be, so I wasn't alarmed. Well done, Anna. You're amazing. Yeah, your inner knowing put that one to rest. Sharon also has right shoulder pain and feeling blocked. All right, guys, we got to get this show on the road because we're getting out on time and I don't want to be holding you back more than we can, more than we should. Okay, so he's got a sore throat and a bit of cough. Actually, I was going to be in contact you earlier, Anna, but we'll talk about that after the call, darling. Okay, so let's have a look. First of all, I just want, as always, just to appreciate you so much for your being here and being part of this this amazing group call, as we are going to go have 7 of them. I just want to say thank you for those that are attending live and all those that will be listening to the replay later. So the very first thing we'll do is set up that umbrella of protection for everyone who is meant to be here. And I will ask my heart team and the spiritual hierarchy and my lineages to set up this pristine, crystalline, diamond faceted, opalescent cocoon over each and every one of you to continue and to contain your energy matrix, not only for this call, and we also ask that it stays with you for 72 hours to cement the work that we will do today. So just asking for that to be placed around each and every one of you. And remember that within this cocoon is an electric blue chamber, which is programmed to extract all energies that are not of love from your entire divine energy matrix on every level that you're dwelling, every concurrent, parallel, multidimensional, multigalactic, multi-universal, multi-other realities, and all multi-future lives that you are living in the eternal now, back through time and space to your original spark from our supreme creator. So I'm just gonna check on those that are here. Let's have a look.